In a former life, Mary Short was a legal secretary. Now she's always working, but not in her trained profession. Instead, Short says she's on the job 24/7 as her daughter's caretaker.
She does walk and feed herself. She doesn't talk and can't do anything else for herself.
Short's daughter is 34, but has a developmental disability where she functions at the level of an 18-month-old. She also has physical impairments, including scoliosis and seizures. So Katie Short needs constant care. A few years ago, her mother tried sending Katie to a group home, but that didn't last long.
After the third set of unexplained bruises and over-medication of 14 Tegretol tablets in 7 days, I pulled her out of the group home.
Mary took her daughter back into her home in Taylorsville. There, Mary fills two roles. She's her daughter's guardian, but also her mental health provider. And Medicaid pays her $14 an hour, 17 hours a day, to give Katie care, just like they would an outside company. That also means Mary earns $85,000 a year, making her perhaps an understandable target for an MCO or managed care organization looking to cut costs. And that's what happened. Last year, her MCO, Smoky Mountain Center, cut her Medicaid pay by nearly a third. Mary appealed. She says Smoky Mountain is telling her to work 4 hours a day for free.
They act as if I gave birth to this child in order to collect a paycheck.
It's an uphill battle because appeals have been much harder to win since the state put MCOs in charge of managing care.
They want to discourage people from appealing.
One way they do that, says John Riddlemeyer of Disability Rights NC, is to first force appeals through the organization that's denied your request. That adds 45 days up front to a process that already takes months. Mary Short is still waiting for a ruling 10 months after filing an appeal. Which brings us to another change. It used to be that the state continued to pay for services while an appeal was underway. That errs on the side of the patient. But MCOs deny the service until ordered not to. Riddlemeyer says the new system creates a vicious cycle.
They can continue to deny you services as long as they can pay their lawyers to string this out. And we've seen that happen, too.
Don't blame the MCO. Blame the federal government, says Richard Topping. He's the general counsel for another MCO, Cardinal Innovations.
Federal law requires us to do that, and our contracts require us to do that. And it's pretty clear when a service can and must continue, and pretty clear when it does not.
Topping points out that the federal rules for MCOs are different than what North Carolina has had previously. But lawyers for patients say the MCOs are gaming the system. Those new rules aren't supposed to change a patient's rights to appeal. It's a classic legal battle. Up until now, judges that hear appeals have been siding with patients. They've been requiring the MCOs to keep paying, so Short has continued to get the 17 hours she's lobbying for. That won't happen anymore. Governor Pat McCrory signed a bill last week that specifically stops judges from making MCOs pay during an appeal. There's one other big change in that new law. It makes the patient the prosecutor. Smoky Mountain's lawyers don't have to prove why the service Katie Short has received for 4 years should be cut. Her mother has to prove why it shouldn't. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.